I've been playing dress ups this morning. As one does when one's a grown woman. Because the world's so shut down that I've not had many opportunities to get dressed up and to go out and it was all very innocent initially. Puttering around in my stuff and listening to music and doing some chores and but then I pulled out this gorgeous pair of heels that like very tall, very high, a vintage style, I guess. Black shoes with an ankle strap and a peep toe, and I just love them. They're beautiful, and like I feel beautiful in them, and I haven't worn them like for ages. So I thought, why the fuck not? So anyway, I put them on, and then I thought, they need stockings, so then I added a pair of little baby fishnet stay-up stockings with they got a seam up the back, like a. I know it's cliche, but I'm standing in front of the mirror at the moment. Fuck, I look good. I do, I look really good. It's rare that I say that. And it's interesting to me that I'm saying that when I'm essentially naked, but these heels make my ass look amazing. And my legs. Oh, I totally fuck myself. I go through phases of working out really hard and weight training pretty heavily and running and I love the way that that affects my legs and my ass and my back. I just find a combination of muscle and softness that really beautiful. Actually feel more attractive and more comfortable with my body, the fewer items of clothing I'm wearing. I don't know why that is, but I think being able to see the way that that my body works, right, that all the parts work together and the way they move together, there's something very appealing about that. And my skin's pale and it's soft and it's smooth, like it has that kind of luminosity that like begs soft touching of the fingers and hands, just skimming across the surface. Nothing to catch on to, just the surface, that really soft, velvety kind of. It's black bra. it's a cage bar. I don't know if you know what that is. It's got little extra bits of strapping across the top, vaguely kind of bondage light, I guess, appearance. Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's a heavy, heavy lace. It's not lined, so when I move and the light hits it right, you can see jewelry on my nipples. I totally fuck myself. If I were to fuck me now, hang on, get a dildo. If I, if I were to fuck myself, I'd like to be ridden by me. If I were lying on my back and I looked up and I looked up and could see me looking down through my hair. And with my eyes closed and my mouth open, whilst I start really, really gently grinding. And I would find it odd as fuck to look down my body and see me. I still lean back on my hand and resting my head back and I got used to the feel of you inside me and I got accustomed to the stretch and the rising of your hips up. Up and grab my breasts. I look hot as fuck in this bra, but I know the skin itself would feel better if I pull it down. That's okay. Take it off. Fucking in heels is, I'm a little bit limited in how I can move, so are you gonna let me set the pace with this? Let me rest my hand on your chest and bounce whilst I circle. You lie still. Don't fucking move. Just lie there and feel me around you. Oh. on us, mouth on mouth, dick and pussy. Own hands on us, own hands squeezing, spreading me and touching. The floor. I look over my shoulder. I can see myself in the mirror. Oh, God. Oh, please come and fuck me. Oh, I'm so wet. I'm so. And it's me. Oh, made me come for you. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. Come for me. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. And drown in me. You would. You'd just. You'd have to swim through me. Mm. Yeah. I'll show you. Oh, my hands are too wet. I can't unclip my mic. Fuck. I have to take my bra off. Oh, that was one of the longest orgasms I've ever had. I was like the hardest I've come in ages. Mouth on mine. This time. It's just this fuck and kiss and fuck and kiss and fuck and kiss until we come. And then I gotta go. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Fuck! so good.